Welcome back to the Daily Football Show. Joel Frucci with you, Joey Lynch, Rob Crawford. Really excited about this one because on the line we've got a young man who's on loan at Melbourne City from Tottenham Hotspur. Shay Harrison, welcome.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
It's great to have you on the program, mate. We're very well indeed. Straight off the top, you're here in Australia a couple of weeks into your stay, and I remember you did some media pretty fresh off the plane into Melbourne. You sort of spoke about the maturing process that you wanted to sort of go through here at Melbourne City and really transition into a man, if you like, or, you know, learn some new, I suppose, life skills. And how are you finding the transition so far? Because obviously you are on the other side of the world from home. So how are you finding the transition mainly off the field so far?
I feel really comfortable already. The lads especially have made me feel really welcome since I've been here, so that's been really easy for me. And then, like you said, being so far away from home and stuff is something that I'm getting used to, and I'm really enjoying the challenge. But yeah, I'm loving it here in Melbourne at the moment.
Mm. Shay, Joey here. Thanks for coming on the pod today. I just wanted to ask you, so obviously making a move from a Premier League side out on loan as a youngster isn't the most of unusual of things, but making a move out on loan to an Australian side, that is something very different. Can I ask, what do you think you can gain from being out on loan here in Australia that you can really add to your game and help you break through to Spurs senior side?
I think the most important thing is playing men's football. Obviously, coming out here to the A-League is a very physical league, and there's a lot of competitive teams in it. So I think that's a really, really good step for me, especially being a young player trying to develop my career. I think playing men's football as consistently as you can is very, very important. So that was one of the main decisions why I came out here to Melbourne.
You mentioned the physicality of it then, and Warren did mention in his post-game press conference after your first game on the weekend that he did expect A-League defences to maybe try to, well, let's not beat around the bush, kick lumps out of you at times while you were down here. What was your impression of the physicality of the game in your first 90 minutes for City?
Something I was expecting. Something I'm not going to shy away from in the coming games either. You know, I'm really expecting people to be physical and kick me, like you said, but it's something that happens in football, it's all part of the game, and you just got to learn to get on with it, really.
I think it's probably fair to say, Shay, that in that first game of yours against Adelaide United, the Melbourne weather gods probably made you feel a bit at home with some sort of chilly and cloudy weather. It probably would have felt a bit like London at this point in the season, as Joey laughs and shakes his head. But going into this game against Newcastle Jets tomorrow night, it's just been confirmed that they've got a few players that they're going to rotate through that squad, some first team players because of their commitments in the continent in Asia. So when you sort of look at that squad and you see the news that they're going to try and rest a few players and maybe bring some young players through, do you really look at that and say, all right, we're going to try and really stretch this team?
I think we're looking to do that anyway. You know, no matter what team we're up against, we're going to try and play our way and impose our style on them. So I wouldn't say it really affects the way we're going to play. We're still going to treat it as a very competitive game. You know, it's still a league game, and we're really going to go out there and give it our all.
One of the most exciting things about, I think, your arrival at Melbourne City was that partnership with Jamie McLaren, and really seeing what could become of that partnership. And of course, it's still early days, but you've had sort of a fortnight or so working with Jamie. So far, how are you finding the chemistry with him?
Yeah, I think we're getting on really well, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch. Jamie's a great lad as well, and I'm learning off of him. You know, being a striker, he scored a lot of goals throughout his career, and so I'm picking little bits up off of him as well as playing with him, and I'm really enjoying it at the moment.
Mm. Shay, I'd be very interested to ask you, here in Australia at the moment, there's a lot of discussion around developing young players and how do we develop the next generation of Socceroos and A-League stars. And in the A-League, our academies are still in their relative infancy, especially compared to some of the 100-year-old academies that you get in the Premier League. But I'd be interested to hear your experience, because you started out with Spurs at a very young age, didn't you? Could you just maybe walk us through your journey from when you first joined Spurs up until, you know, going, well, very cliff notes, obviously, but your journey when you first joined Spurs?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to be at Spurs from a young age, like you said. So I've been there since I was 9, right up until now. And you do learn a lot. You've got all the facilities. You've got all the people there trying to help you. Like you said, it's very different to over here in Australia, where you might not have that as much for these young players. So I was very lucky to get that experience. And playing in England is kind of different to playing here in Australia. So as a young kid, you might pick up different things as you go along the way. But I think most importantly is trying to play men's football as quickly as you can, especially at a young age. That can only develop, you know, no matter where you go in any country. But yeah, I think playing the young kids in Australia, they're still very fortunate, especially at a club here, like Melbourne City, a fantastic club, who really look to play young players and develop young players as well.
I think one of the things that maybe our listeners might not really be aware of is just how ruthless it is in these academies in England. There's no favours given, is there? If you're not good enough as a 12-year-old, that's it. You're out of the academy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It is very, very ruthless at a young age because there are so many players coming through academies and a lot of the big teams have a lot of money and stuff like this. So it's very hard when you're a young player to maybe being told that you let go at such a young age. But I think in England, there are a lot more opportunities. So it works in both ways, I guess. But like you said, yeah, it's very ruthless in Europe, and some of these big teams can pretty much do what they like.
And, of course, obviously it must take quite a bit of dedication to really stand out over there. How much work did you have to put in at a young age to really attract the attention and make sure that you weren't one of those kids that were cut and maybe ended up at one of these smaller Championship or League One or League Two clubs?
I had to put in a lot of work, you know, including missing school. I'd probably be training more than I'd be at school when I was younger, to be honest with you. I used to go to school for maybe 2-3 hours and then come to training for a few more hours. So, yeah, you put in a lot of work. But when you're young, you don't really think of it that way. You just enjoy playing your football and you just find it as something that you want to do for the rest of your life as you get older. But, yeah, like you said, you do have to put in a lot of hours, but it only helps you in the long run.
Interestingly, Shay, you're actually the second Premier League listed player that's on loan in Australia that we've spoken to A-League season. We spoke to Aidan O'Neill from Central Coast Mariners, who, of course, is out here from Burnley. And one of the things that he spoke to us about was that when he came abroad, Sean Dyche left him with some really sort of inspiring messages, and I guess in a lot of ways as well, some kind of tough love messages, as in you've got to go to Central Coast Mariners, really earn that respect and earn that right to challenge the guys that are in that Burnley first team. So when you came out here, and did you have a word with Maurizio Pochettino or anyone else in the senior coaching staff at Spurs, and did they leave you with sort of any parting messages or words of advice?
Yeah, I spoke to John McDermott, who's the academy manager at Spurs, prior to coming out here. And a similar message to what you just explained, really, I've come out here to really try and develop my career and ultimately get back to Spurs and push on from there. So, like you said, yeah, it's really about earning your position. Even while I'm here at Melbourne City, is about fighting for my place here and really working hard and show why you deserve the chance to go back to England and play. So, yeah, I'd agree with that 100%.
And, of course, speaking of Spurs, a good win this morning, a very good win against Borussia Dortmund. Is it weird sort of getting up in the morning at 7 a.m. and watching your boys on TV?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been hard. I'm trying to set my alarms, but I haven't quite made it yet. It's been quite tough to try and watch it live, but I've been keeping up with it in the social media. And, yeah, I'm really, really happy for them. Like you said, it was a big, big win last night. So, I'm really happy, and hopefully they can push on as well.
Shay, it's Rob here. Whenever we have a player on during the season, we like to end the interview with a bit of rapid-fire questions. This is when we ask the real, real hard-hitting stuff, so we get to learn a little bit more about the person behind the player. So I'll start you off with an easy one.
Well, Shay, just before we start, I should warn you that Rob, our producer, he is an Arsenal fan.
Oh,
so don't let him give you any stick.
Yeah, no. I'm going to be very nice and professional with these questions. So first one, which player did you idolise when you were a child?
Ronaldo,
good one. Meat pie or sausage roll?
Sausage roll.
Can you spell Bart Schenkeveld?
Oh, jeez.
Gosh, Bart, B-A-R-T, Schenkeveld, S-C-H-E-N-K-E-R-V-E-L-D.
Ooh, there's no R, but you were very close. That's pretty good. I'll almost pay that. Techno or hip-hop?
Sorry, say again?
Techno or hip-hop?
Oh, hip-hop.
Describe your playing style in one word.
Intense. intelligent.
Ooh, I like
that's
that.
A new one.
Ooh, I like that. What's something that scares you?
Dogs.
Dogs. Oh. I'm on board with that. what's the best thing about Melbourne?
People.
Good one. If they made a movie about your life, who would you like to play you?
Denzel Washington.
That's a good answer. This is one we have to ask this whenever someone from the UK comes over. What's the worst place in the UK? What's the worst place in the UK?
Hackney.
Good one. And the last one, Shay, if you weren't a footballer, what would you like to be doing instead if you could do anything else?
A chef.
Ooh, fancy. Fancy yourself in the kitchen. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, interesting. We've had a couple of what else is interesting? We've had a couple of English players on the show, and I think they've thrown Manchester under the bus.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, fairly well. So, interesting. Very interesting indeed. Shay Harrison, thanks a lot for coming on the show. You're about to jet up to Newcastle, I believe. So safe travels and all the best for the season.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.